Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
So Tourism Ireland has been marketing Ireland around the world as the home of Halloween. They've been focusing this campaign in what they describe as the sort of the key overseas markets, and it seems to have generated an additional €50 million in visitor spending to Ireland. Tom Lawler is the co-director of Dublin City Council's Bram Stoker Festival. Can we claim the title as the home of Halloween, Tom?
We can, yeah. I mean, Halloween started in Ireland as a Celtic tradition, you know, 2,000 years ago. They called it Ita Hana. The modern Halloween as we know it is very different, but it is authentically Irish. And I think that what the government are doing the last few years through Tourism Ireland and Fáilte Ireland, I mean, we as a festival are certainly seeing the benefit this year. We can absolutely claim Halloween as authentically Irish. And as I say, you know, for a festival like ours, the economic benefit of a festival event goes far beyond the festival. You know, you see it in retailers, accommodation, other tourist attractions. I think the campaign has worked.
Who's coming?
I mean, we looked at just before I came on here, we looked at our box office figures for this year. So the final numbers aren't in. But I know that 30% of our attendees this year have come from abroad, which is a significant increase on previous years.
From the States?
There's a lot from the States. A number of them are from the States. But we see the States, the UK, and then all across Europe primarily.
Yeah. And the Bram Stoker Festival, what will listeners get from that, Tom?
We've got loads going on over the weekend. It starts today. The weather has just cleared up. We've got lots happening all over the city for free for families. Some of our events are sold out, but we've got Stokerland happening tomorrow, which is a pop-up Victorian fun park for families in St. Patrick's Park. Really what the festival does is kind of playfully celebrate the legacy of Bram Stoker. You know, Dracula is a global character. Everyone in the world knows Dracula. And I think what we try to do is very playfully reintroduce Bram as an Irish author. I think a lot of people think that he's British, but actually he was born in Clontarf. And through the weekend, that's what the whole programme is designed to do. We produce the festival for Dublin City Council, and our remit is to entertain all Dubliners. So we're really trying to do that.
Because you were previously part of a world exhibition, weren't you, Tom, around this? Like, I know our listeners will be familiar with the likes of the Wild Atlantic Way and, you know, Ireland's, wasn't it, Ancient East, and all of these various different types of marketing campaigns, that if we are the home of Halloween, we're right to shout about it.
We absolutely are. Yeah, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade asked us to put together a week of programming to take to the World Expo in Osaka, Japan at the start of October this year. I mean, you know, Ireland really can authentically claim Halloween as its own, but I think that there's kind of an international idea that actually it's an American import. It's not, and we're retelling that story. So we brought a number of events to Osaka, Japan, at the World Expo for a full week, and we were kind of blown away by just how universal the themes are. You know, we were able to tell Japanese audiences and people from all over the world who were there that Ireland is the birthplace of Halloween, and introduce that with kind of very classical and very contemporary programming.
Aideen MacArthur is with us too, Tom. Aideen's the head of culture for Derry City and Strabane District Council. I mean, Derry have nailed Halloween for decades, Aideen.
Yeah, absolutely. We're coming up next year on our 40th year. We, as many of you will know, host the biggest Halloween event in Europe.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Ireland most certainly is the home of Halloween. It's an ancient Celtic festival. But 40 years ago, the people of this city decided to take it and make it their own.
Which is a wonder nobody else thought of it.
Well, I suppose we were all 40 years ago doing our own, and for many years have been doing our own local community versions of Halloween. But for some reason, the people here 40 years ago, nearly 40 years ago, we're in our 39th year now, decided that this was the festival for them, and a couple of fancy dress parties in a couple of pubs. There's a lot of debate as to which exact pub it originated in. But it really just snowballed to be what is now one of the biggest carnival events, certainly on the island, and certainly one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Halloween event in Europe, if not around the world. We see well over 120,000 people here over these few days. Tonight's our finale night, so our big carnival parade happens this evening at 7 o'clock, where we'll have almost 600 participants in a carnival parade on the streets of the city. We were a little bit affected by the weather this year, but we've had three tremendous nights awakening our wonderful walled city here over the last few nights, showcasing the best of our own arts and culture and heritage sectors, but also welcoming artists from all over the world.
How does the Derry event compare across Europe?
Well, I suppose we say we're the biggest, we're the probably the most long-standing. Halloween, as Tom has alluded to, did originate on the island of Ireland. A lot of people think it was American, but it was an export by Irish people to North America. And I suppose we brought it back here, and it's become now a real festival. I suppose we're very much about carnival. Everybody here dresses up. It predominantly began as a fancy dress party, and that's always a big ancient and traditional part of Halloween, where people dressed up. I suppose Halloween night is the night where they say the veil between this world and the next is that it sitteth. And people dressed up to disguise themselves from the spirits who were maybe visiting from the other world. But that's what that's a big feature of Halloween here. It is fancy dress. It is a feature of Halloween events around the world. But we would say ours is the biggest and the best. But I mean, right across the island of Ireland now, there are tremendous Halloween events and wonderful Halloween programming, supported by the campaign by Tourism Ireland, who are promoting Ireland as the home of Halloween right across the world, but particularly in North America.
So whatever it cost, it was worth the money.
Yeah, certainly. I think we've seen a huge increase in the last few years, as Tom has said, similar to Tom and other events right throughout Ireland, in our international visitors that are coming. So it really has helped put the island of Ireland on the map. And I know the work that Fáilte Ireland are doing in developing events, and we are working closely obviously with Tourism Northern Ireland in Northern Ireland as well, has really worked to provide, there's real quality product here, so visitors who do come have a really good experience right throughout all the weeks of October and into the month of November.
Well, I remember going to Derry about 20 years ago for Halloween, you know, with friends, and even back then it was an absolutely super festival. Rob Buchanan is with us too, Aideen. Rob is a historian and the owner of the Dublin Time Machine blog. Do you think most people know Halloween started in Ireland, Rob?
Well, first of all, Andrea. Yeah, I think there's a common misconception around the world. The way the British rob some of our actors from us, the Americans have kind of robbed Halloween. But it started out as an ancient Celtic festival called Samhain. That name lives on now, obviously, in the month of November. And as that lady there from the fantastic Derry Halloween festival mentioned, it is when the veil between the worlds is thinnest. And the Irish have always been obsessed with, you know, the other world and speaking to the ancestors. So it's not a surprise, really, that we kind of live for it.
Do you think we should do more to promote it here? Like, I mean, we're obviously promoting it well overseas, this Tourism Ireland campaign, if it's already originated about 50 million in visitor spend across the island.
I think we do. I mean, what we're doing is we're taking these kind of ancient traditions that came from us, and we've been celebrating them, unknowingly with stuff like Baron Brack and our bonfires. But it's linked to an awful lot of antisocial behaviour, I think, in some areas too. So we need to kind of get to grips with that maybe first. I know for a fact, living in Dublin, there's an awful lot of publicly available bonfires and things like that on. But the little savages in some of the houses in the States would make you think it was back 3,000 years ago, you know?
So for people that are maybe listening today and perhaps didn't realise that there was so much happening across the country to celebrate Halloween this weekend, where would you direct them, Rob?
Well, what they can be doing is, in their own communities, if they want to actually experience a bit of the historic Halloween, they mightn't be aware that some of the traditions have actually, you know, came down from our Celtic ancestors. Like the bonfires are actually ancient bone fires that were lit on hilltops that were to scare away the bad spirits and to kind of not chase away the ancestors, but the fairies of the HG. So if you're bringing your kids to a bonfire, you can tell them, listen, this used to be, you know, like a sacrificial fire. Also, their costumes and dress them up. These would have been animal skins and straw and mud disguises to kind of scare away, you know, the bad spirits. And the fireworks and the noises, I mean, now the fireworks and the bangers would scare away any normal middle-aged outfit like myself. But they were originally to kind of keep, you know, to keep the spooks away. And then things like the Baron Brack that you have, the charms that were put on those were meant to be for if you found a ring that you would find love in the next year, and if you found a coin that was wealth, and if you found a cloth that you might travel. You know, I know my own parents used to actually put the coins in the coal cannon. I don't know if you've ever.
I only heard about that recently. Actually, I didn't. We never got that as kids. So it was a new one when I heard it earlier this week. Thomas, there's a parade in Dublin, isn't there? This weekend, is it Sunday?
There is. Yeah, on Sunday. Yeah, Mockness, who had their parade in Galway last weekend, are bringing the same parade to Dublin.
You'd wonder it's should it have been on today though, or Saturday?
Well, there's plenty happening in town today, so we worked very closely with Dublin City Council and the Guards to choose a date that would work. And obviously, you know, and we needed to give Mockness a break after their first parade in Galway. But we're very excited to host it on Sunday.
All right, Tom Lawler, Aideen MacArthur and Rob Buchanan, thanks a million folks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.